Welcome to Tiny Victories, the show where we offer up minor accomplishments and fleeting joys. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch. And each week on the show, no matter how many travelers get arrested for assaulting flight attendants, we'll share one thing that gives us a reason to get out of bed. It's something Laura and Laura Swisher, our producer, and I call a tiny victory.
That's right. So thanks for joining us. For the next 15 minutes or so, we invite you to hit pause on your anxiety. You should stop worrying about Elon Musk nonsense, and I'll stop worrying about swarms of scorpions.
And I'll stop worrying about Arby's curly fry vodka.
And now, let's get tiny.
Let's. Coming up on the show, Laura finds a tiny floating victory.
Plus, a listener call about overthrowing a credit card company, sort of, in a tiny way.
But first, this week's episode is sponsored by Lumi Labs.
You love Lumi Labs.
Yes, I do. You've probably heard about microdosing. I mean, if you haven't, it's all over the internet. Microdose gummies have microdoses of THC. And Lumi Lab has just released 6 flavors of THC gummies based on sativa, indica, and hybrid strains. And they're available nationwide. They're hemp-derived THC. You can check them out on microdosegummies.com. Now, as most of you know who are listening, and Laura, you know this, I have cancer and I'm being treated, and it's one of the most important things that I need is sleep. I want to sleep really well. And the Lumi Labs microdose gummies have been my gummy of choice.
That's amazing.
I'm not really interested in getting high. That's not interesting to me. But what's interesting to me is sleeping. And I actually do like a half of one of the gummies at night.
Okay.
And I just drift off into a nice, calm sleep. And it's really been like, I don't want to say like a godsend. Use that word God. Oh. You know I'm an atheist, but it's been a godsend. It's really fantastic.
And I think that's extra high praise.
Thank you. I really have appreciated it. So glad they sponsor our show.
That's great. One of the reasons that it's becoming so popular is, you know, for health and awareness. And if you want to learn more about microdosing THC, you can do a quick search online. You can also go to microdosegummies.com and get them delivered to your door. And because they're a sponsor, to get free shipping and 30% off your first order, you can use code TINY. Links can be found in the show description. But again, that's microdosegummies.com, code TINY.
Yes. And one more thing I want to say, it is different from other hemp products because it contains microdoses of THC in balance with cannabinoids like CBD and CBG. And this way you can microdose and get a nice mood lift, or in my case, let it put you to sleep with the THC without getting that high feeling, which is something that I don't want. Okay, so House, we always say a tiny victory is a minor accomplishment or a fleeting joy. Mm-hmm. And you said you had a teeny, tiny, teeny, tiny, tiny victory. And I really love this story. So let's talk about this fleeting joy.
Okay, so yeah, I sometimes get embarrassed. Sometimes I wonder, well, we both go through this a little, of we wonder, like, is it a tiny victory? Because we're, you know, you don't want to just seem self-congratulatory, like we're, you know, we're just patting ourselves on the back for all these things. But also that is the point of this podcast, we recognize sometimes these little things are big things. So I did something yesterday that I think is in the realm of a fleeting joy.
Okay.
But it also had some minor accomplishments. I took a boat ride.
Okay. So now, but in what way was this a minor accomplishment or a fleeting joy? What kind do you need to unpack this a little bit?
Yes. I know, which is why I brought it up, because I found a lot there. So first of all, I have like a love-hate thing with mm-hmm. touristy stuff. I don't know why I have it, but also I know that everyone I know has it, which is...
You mean like a snobby thing, like in the town you live in, you wouldn't want to be seen doing the... Or you just wouldn't want to do the touristy things because you feel like you're above it.
Yeah, or anywhere. There's a weird thing with touristy stuff that I don't understand now that I'm grown, but I had very clearly, and again, everyone I know has it, of like, that's dumb. Like that, you know, like I'm too proud. It is a snobby thing. And I'm not happy that I have this thing, but I do. And it's kind of a little thing to overcome. And the truth is, a ton of tourist stuff is super fun.
Yes, it's a funny thing. Like my favorite thing in New York City is the passage to the subway under Lincoln Center. It's not going to Lincoln Center. It's this little passageway that I always call the birth canal of New York because it's this very low lighting passageway, but it is also sort of really, why do I love it too? I always want to buck the idea of like, I'm just not susceptible to the things people like normal people things like that. You know, it's like I'm too cool for school. You know,
yeah,
I like the alternative thing.
There's a little bit like I'm too cool for it. And there might have been a thing that came from being little and like anything that like my mom's friends thought was cool. You were just like, oh, come on. Like you want to kind of breathe rarefied air. But anyway, so here's what I did was Austin. I don't know if you know, it has a bat population of about 1.5 million bats.
No, I did not know that.
Well, it's just a fun fact. So they fly out from under the Congress Avenue Bridge at sunset, and you can go down there and watch. People stand on the bridge. They sit on the hill. You can be inside a nearby hotel and watch, or you can be right on the water on a little boat cruise.
That sounds terrifying and awful and bat guano. So what was it like?
Well, I've always kind of, it does feel like it's going to be a little scary because you're like, I don't know, I've never been underneath a million bats while they flew away. But it's sort of popular. I've always kind of wanted to do it. Uh-huh. And then I have really wanted to do it since I came back here. Like, why not? But here's some of the things that were in my way. And I mention them because it's part confession and part I'm wondering, like, do other people have this? So here's part of why I resisted. One, where do you park? People love the lake and to walk and jog, and it's so packed. And even on the website, they're like, park here, but maybe you can't if there's an event, or try these three other places. Or essentially, they're like, good luck. We don't know where to park. And I was also like, what do you wear? Does it get cold? Which boat is the best? Like,
all these variables can make you just want to stay home. I get
exactly.
It.
Exactly. And it's sort of, I have found like in my, you know, growing as an adult of like, if I leave these thoughts, if I drag these out, if I say these to you and I kind of drag them out in the light, we go, oh, you'll find a place to park. It's fine. But if it's just in your head, you basically just go, I'm going to take that boat. No, I'm not.
You know, that's like when you have things to do during the day, I find if I leave them in my head, they get bigger and bigger and I can't do them. But if I write a list, I probably still can't do them, but I can maybe get closer to doing one or two.
Yeah, in your head, it feels like a million things, and you write it down, and it's like, oh, it's like three.
Yes.
I just didn't want to go to Target or whatever.
Right.
Then I was like, I kind of wanted to ask my friends, and then what if they say no? And then, well, what if they say yes? And then it's not that much fun, and is it expensive? I didn't know. So anyway, last week I just decided. So I guess that was the first kind of minor accomplishment, was like, I'm going to do it. I look at the website. For one, it's $12. in my head, I'm like, is it $125? Is it $64? Well, how much? It's $12. So I invited two friends and they had never met. So that also, was an explosion in my head. What if they don't like each other? And it's like, calm down, head. They're adults. Like, we're on a boat
so
for an hour.
Funny.
We went Sunday. Yes,
okay.
Parking was crazy.
Okay.
It was packed. But we found a place nearby. Parking was $10. And then, no, we couldn't find it, just like my head had said. But it was 30 yards away from the wrong place. It was just, my head made it a much bigger deal than it could have been. And then the boat ride was, it was great. Ah. It was, this is the real fleeting joy, tiny victory. Like, it was awesome. It was calm. Oh. We're on the water. It was beautiful. Oh. It was sunset. And I'm watching this beautiful city, but like the skyline from low, from like on the water.
But the bats, what about the bats? Is that, was it creepy? Was it?
It's very funny that it's so common here. So it's funny to hear a reaction that's like, bats, this is crazy. Like, you forget how crazy it is that a million bats fly around every night. But it was, you go under this giant bridge that's beautiful, and that was the first time it was a little creepy. So it's like a, it was like a 20-minute, just you're on the water looking, and the tour guide, and it was her first day, and she stumbled through everything, and that was kind of fun because it was like a train wreck and a boat ride. But you, we, it got a little creepy. We're right under the bridge, and they just kind of float there, and they're like, can you hear them? And you did, it was a million bats kind of squeaking and they're all very small. And it is a little, because obviously our relationship to bats are vampires and scary things.
Right.
So we were just like, but then also it happens every night and nothing bad ever happens. So you don't really feel unsafe. We get to the other side of it and they start kind of, we're just waiting for this big nature event. And they started flying out. And they're so little, they are not the size of mosquitoes, but because we're far enough away, they look, it's like these little frail sort of mosquito type. And they start a little bit at a time. And then the tour guide is explaining that they come out of this one part of the bridge. Wow. And then it's like the next part knows they're ready to go. Like when we lined up to go eat in the cafeteria at summer camp, like this table, then this table.
They called on each table. And then so
in this table,
do they, and then you just watch them fly off to do what?
Well, they go to feed.
Ooh. It's,
well, they have to eat. But also the bats are great. Like, it was explained on the tour that in the, when it was first discovered, Austin freaked out. And then somebody explained, like, you love science. A scientist explained. They're great. They eat the bugs.
Okay.
And they actually are really good. Like, we have a low mosquito population because the bats eat
God,
a lot of the.
We need bats in Los Angeles. I need bats in my backyard. So then.
Yeah, they're. They're incredible. They don't bother anyone. But here's part of what I know we're running out of time. Yeah. Here's part of what I enjoyed too was I was in the boat and I'm looking at the bats and I'm noticing this thing in nature and I'm kind of thinking about how I had been reluctant to do this. And my two friends, they've lived in town from the 80s and 90s. They never did it either. Always kind of wanted to.
That's awesome.
But I'm also looking at like hundreds of people on the bridge and people jammed on the shoreline for a thing that happens every single day.
Oh, I love that.
And other boats, 8 or 10 boats and people in kayaks. And we're all watching this nature thing. And I'm kind of watching this nature thing. And the sun is setting and the sky is turning from that golden to that blue to that dark blue that it does. And it was majestic.
Okay, I'm just going to say, because I know we're running out of time on our tiny podcast here, but what I love about this is every single little bit, I'm not going to repeat every little thing because I love every little thing about it, every little bat about it, but I also love that you all and that people do this in Austin all the time, and there's many examples all over the world, but it's the idea that you take something that happens every day and you turn it into a liminal space, a kind of sacred moment where you're watching something that happens every day and something that happens every day becomes extraordinary. You take the ordinary and by acknowledging its existence, it becomes extraordinary for you all in that moment. And I love a moment like that. And I love that you did it and not me. I am never doing it. Bats freak me out, but I love this story. It's a great tiny victory.
It was beautiful, and it was a surprise for Brian, and he was thrilled. And also my two friends were like, thank you. Like, I would not have done this had you not prompted and made it easy and gotten the tickets and all. So I don't know. That was my tiny victory.
I love it.
Minor accomplishments leading to
it. I love it. All right, we're going to take a quick break so you can hear from another show on the Maximum Fun Network. When we come back, we have a listener, Tiny Victory Hotline Call, who tells us about how she sticks it to the shady businesses.
Hello, I'm Pee Wee Herman. You might know me from TV, but I really want to be a DJ. It took some convincing, but KCRW finally agreed to give me an hour on the radio to play you some music with my friends. Anyway, tune in for 1 hour of the bestest, most funnest time you'll ever have on the Pee Wee Herman Radio Hour. I am personally inviting you to tune your transistor radio in to hear me, or go to kcrw.com. Duh. It'll be available for the whole week from November 26th to December 3rd. So you can listen to it again and again and again and again and again.
The Pee Wee Herman Radio Hour was produced by Maximum Fun and can be streamed on kcrw.com until December 3rd.
Welcome back to Tiny Victories. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gerwich.
And we have a call from a caller.
Hi, Madge Woods. I just wanted to tell you about tiny victories I have all the time. When I'm getting in an argument with a payment of a bill that I did not authorize or order, and I just find out that I've been paying, I go in immediately. After talking to them, I sign no more contracts, and I immediately take off all possible payment plans. And I don't hear from them again because I don't necessarily get the money back anyway, but that way they can't keep charging me. Thanks. Love your show.
First of all, I always love a caller. I love our Tiny Victory Hotline. And I really appreciate what you said because I think this is a reaction to the show where I talked about all of the machinations I did to try to get back some money from being overcharged. And,
yes.
You know, I can never get that time back.
Right.
So Matt just called it a
day.
Yeah,
it's the money and then it's the time and the frustration. Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate that. And the tiny victory for her is just, I saved time because they're not going to eat up my life. And, you know, that's really, really good. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Madge Woods. I love the name Madge Woods. That is a solid, good name.
Solid name.
I appreciate, too, that it's like, it just felt very like something I can use in a lot of situations. Of
yes.
Like, you know what? I see that there's an, I go in, I pull it out at the roots.
Surgical.
They cannot bother me again. I'm done with them.
I know.
And
I love it.
It just feels like a don't mess with Madge Woods. It was just a very, yeah, I like that. I like that spirit of like, I'm taking care of myself, the end.
Yes, we'll have to call that a Madge Woods now. Oh, I'm going to Madge Woods it.
I did a Madge Woods at Toyota. Absolutely. Now I'm looking forward to it.
I love it. And that's our show for this week. Thanks to Madge Woods, who's now a verb.
Yes, and thank you to everyone who calls in. We may not be able to share your victory right away, but we love doing episode sharing listener victories. So please keep them coming. They inspire us. You can call the Tiny Victories hotline at 323-285-1675.
You can record your Tiny Victory on the voice memo app of your choice. Email us the audio. Our email is tinyvictories@maximumfun.org. Help us get the word out about the show, won't you? Please tell your friends, family, any old bat who's flying off to feed that you meet that needs a little bit of goodness in their bat lives.
Another way you can help out is by leaving us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and writing a review. But you can also check in with us like on Instagram, like Ellen Hillary did. She wrote, "Help, I can't unsee prairie dresses ever since this episode. For weeks now, I've been taking pictures of them in their splendid variations whenever I'm in a clothing store. All 5 of them, winky face, with the intention of sending them to you. My big tiny victory will be to finally send that email.
Send
and in
it.
That email,
send
tell
it.
You that I haven't missed an episode for the last year."
Oh.
What? And that just the sound of the intro music by Brian Swartz makes me smile with the anticipation of hanging out with you both for the next 20 minutes. Annabelle and Laura, you're my remedy for anything. And to look at life in terms of tiny victories has been a game changer for me and for all the family, friends, and total strangers that I sing your praises to. Prairie dress photos to follow.
Okay, I feel a little teary. Thank you so much.
It's beautiful.
Sweet. And follow us on the socials like Ellen. Our show handle is at Get Tiny Pod on both Instagram and Twitter. To follow us individually on Twitter, you can follow me, Annabelle, at La Gerwich.
And my handle is at I'm Laura House. Thanks to Brian Swartz for our theme music. Our producer is Laura Swisher.
We'll see you next week. In the meantime, may you have boatloads and baddie tiny victories.
This is a production of Maximum Fun.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.